This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
We are moving to this next story where we are talking about digital detoxing while traveling. This is after a study by the University of East Anglia, the University of Greenwich, and Auckland University of Technology looked at the emotional turmoil faced by travelers who disconnected from tech and social media while traveling.
So a lot of the travelers who did try this digital detox, they first felt anxiety and withdrawal, of course. But over time, they had a more positive experience for them because they stood away from technology. So they talked more with other travelers and locals. And because of that, they got great advice and learned more about the places that they visited. And the information that they got from these locals were stuff that are not available in websites or even guidebooks.
So the anxieties during this digital detox were caused by different things. In urban destinations, the devices were important for navigation, instant access to information and recommendations about food and tourist sites. In rural or natural destinations, travelers were unable to report about their safety or they just didn't have anything to kill time.
Yes, I'm about to travel for a week to a destination that probably doesn't have any internet access.
Ooh.
And I'm a bit frightened.
Oh.
Yeah, because I'm from the older generations where we did used to travel without. We're one of those people who, how did they get by in the past? I'm one of them. But it's become so addictive. I was like, yes, just using the navigation tools. And the addictive thing, that TripAdvisor, feeling that other people out there have discovered the best place, and I must find that best place.
Yeah.
It is possible to find it.
So this place that you're going to that has no internet, what do you think is the thing that you will miss the most or you will need the most but can't get?
You just said just now there, Kelvin, about just killing time. Just that mindless information that's like, oh, that's interesting, that's important to me, 10 seconds, I've lost it, I've forgotten it already. I think it might be that.
For me, I mean, because I've never tried this before, it would be a nightmare for me. But if I did do a digital detox when I go overseas, I think the thing that would impact me the most is navigation.
Right.
I mean, if it's a city that has very good public transportation systems, no problem, I can read the maps. But if I have to drive somewhere outside the city in another country with no internet access, I would get lost very easily.
Yeah. Well, I think for me, it's likely it depends on the destination I'm at. If I am just stuck in one particular place, I wouldn't mind just leaving my phone behind for a few hours or so. That is the max. That's the max I can do with my digital detox.
For at least 10 minutes.
But if I'm in a more urban setting, if I'm traveling to cities, it is so valuable to have a smartphone. Of course, you can argue that, well, you can just ask people where to go and how to get somewhere. But, you know, with how prevalent it is in, say, even some museums, even in some museums, where they do make your phone very usable in those situations. So if you download this app right now, you can have a guided tour of this museum. And I've had those experiences before where you don't necessarily need to follow a group. And that's always been a very fun experience for me.
I was talking to somebody who's very much older than any of us here, and she was about to travel to Russia. Because she didn't even think about it, just didn't cross her mind, the internet, etc. So she wanted to read all the books about Russia, Russian history, Russian art, before she traveled, so that she would know, having read the books, mm-hmm. what to look for and what it all meant. It's like, no, I can just Google it when I'm there. But I mean, that's good.
I mean, one place that I would be happy to throw away my devices is if I go to a beach destination.
Oh.
That is my place where I just run away from all my problems and just relax, and my phone would just, you know, ruin that experience if I were to go to a beach.
I mean, you can choose to relax anywhere. Are you just choosing not to relax?
No. I just prefer to relax at a beach.
Okay. So after this, we will be speaking to Professor Dr. Anasuya Jagatevi-Jagadesan, Program Director of Psychology at Taylor's University, about digital detox. But if you do have any thoughts, if you've personally gone for a digital detox holiday, text us at 018-789-8899. You can tweet us at BFM Radio. Call 7733-2900. This is the evening edition.
Be firmly motivated. BFM 89.9.
You're with Kelvin, Ayman and Cam on the evening edition, and we are talking about digital detoxing while traveling. A study essentially looked at the emotional turmoil faced by travelers who disconnected from tech and social media while traveling. So you do at first feel anxiety and some amounts of withdrawal symptoms, but over time it does become a more positive experience. So we're now going to cross over to Associate Professor Dr. Anasuya Jagatevijagathesan, Program Director of Psychology at Taylor's University. Dr. Anasuya, thank you so much for joining us this evening. What kind of comfort do we get from our digital devices, especially while we're traveling?
The digital devices give us comfort in the fact that, okay, if there's an emergency, we can do something. That is supposed to be the main level of comfort. But the digital devices are nowadays not just a comfort in terms of emergency. The digital devices is a comfort in terms of being connected. There's a false sense of I'm in the know, or people know me, or what I'm doing is important, and I'm famous from our digital devices. And that is actually one of the bigger issues with the digital device. Whether we are traveling or not, it's a sense of importance that it gives us because we are connected, or, you know, it's a false sense of connection.
And why is it that important and something that we look for, especially when traveling?
Everybody likes attention, and everybody likes attention that is perceived as positive. One of the things about, you know, how our digital devices works is that it creates a mini high when you post and people give you likes. And it's a very simplistic kind of acknowledgement that I'm important and people have heard me. And there's, you know, to an extent, there's nothing wrong with that. But if it becomes a drug, like anything that is good, you take too much of it, it goes bad. The more, you know, the more you get the acknowledgements and the praise, and then the more you want it. And then say you make a post which nobody pays attention to. Oh my God, what did I do wrong? You know, then there's a sense of loss there, the sense of fear. Am I being irrelevant? People didn't like me. How do I post? So then you create a persona, which is not you. And, you know, then it, you know, it feeds itself. So there's a fear when you travel that you're going to lose that connection, that, oh, you know, people, I'm not important anymore.
This research tells us that travelers initially go through anxiety, frustration, and withdrawal symptoms when traveling without their phones, which eventually grew to feelings of acceptance and liberation. What are your thoughts on this?
Let me put it in these terms, because there are some people who, when they forget to take their phone to work, drive 1 hour back to pick up their phone. Not to say you're not uncontactable at work or you don't have laptops at work. But, you know, the anxiety of leaving the phone is so terrible. They have to go all the way back for their phone. They can't even be without their phone for the 8 hours in the office. So what more when you're going on holiday and I don't have my phone for days? Of course, the initial anxiety for some people is very high, because those people at home would probably take the 1 hour drive back home to pick up their phone. For those in the research, it also said that some people had no anxiety. They got into it very fast. And these are the people who, when they forget their phone, go, okay, you know, use the computer. And they're fine with it. And so your anxiety over not having your phone when you travel, your digital device when you travel, is going to be mirrored by your anxiety when you forget your digital device on a normal day. And if you are the kind of person who, when you forget your digital device, can look at other avenues, you'll be fine.
So what effect can talking to strangers and engaging more with others in our surroundings have in unfamiliar situations?
Well, I mean, talking to strangers is a skill. I will admit, talking to strangers, and when we talk to people we don't know, we always have a slight fear of, are they going to reject us? Are they strange? Are they dangerous? Are they this? Are they that? So, you know, maybe they don't like us. Maybe we're saying the wrong thing. So when we talk to strangers, there is generally an anxiety until that person responds. And once the person starts responding and you start seeing them as a human, then they're no longer an unknown character. They are somebody that you know and you get more comfortable with it. That's social anxiety. That's a very normal social anxiety that everybody has, that I'm dealing with a stranger. But everybody's a stranger until you start talking. So, I mean, it's a normal anxiety some people never overcome. And that's where, you know, one of the biggest anxieties we have nowadays is social anxiety, because people don't know how to speak to other people. People don't know how to break through to strangers and have a random conversation with somebody they've never met before. But maybe that's part of the traveling experience. And yes, it would be anxious, especially if you're traveling to places where you don't have the language. You don't know what's going to happen. I've traveled to Peru by myself. I went to Peru because I really wanted to see Machu Picchu and stuff like that. And yeah, I was scared. I mean, forget anxious. I was scared when I got off the plane. I'm like, okay, you know, what's going to happen? But then, you know, when you talk to the hotel people and you talk to random people, you know, after a while, they are people. I may not have spoken the same language with them, but they understood my hand gestures and, you know, me struggling through it. And then I really enjoyed myself. It was one of the most amazing holidays I've ever had. You know, you just have to face it. I mean, you literally have to face it, but that's travel. That's why it's so amazing.
So this emotional journey that you just described, that which this study also shows is a result of doing this digital detox while traveling, is it necessary? And is the emotional journey necessary to go through, and can it carry forward after the trip into everyday life?
I do think that it's necessary, because we miss out. We are missing out on what's going on around us. I do think that as a skill, just to have the ability to connect with people is a very strong skill to have. The ability to talk to people as a friend, to talk to people as a stranger, and know the social, you know, the social limits or the social norms within how do I approach a stranger and keep it at a friendly level and a very, you know, careful level, versus how do I talk to a friend. There are different ways of doing it. But these are social skills. And if you feel a lack of those skills, then you need it. It's kind of a soul journey, to be honest, nowadays. In psychology, there's this thing called a flow. The flow is you experience the moment 100%. Like you're driving and you see, or you're walking around and you see sunshine through the trees, or you see a flower by the side of the road. And these are moments of beauty where, you know, if you just focused on it, life becomes, wow, you know, there's something surprising even in my backyard. But if we are only looking at the phone or we are looking at our device, then we miss the squirrel running past. You know, we miss things around us that may have lent to the beauty in life.
Can you tell us a little more about this? What effect can the flow have on a person's mental health and well-being?
In terms of happiness, in terms of people actually having resilience and happiness and being able to go through bad situations and come out of it strong and heal from those experiences, the flow is a mental state where, you know, it's not a state that we're in all the time, but it's an experience of me being aware of the beauty of this moment, and in this moment, just optimizing it. It's so beautiful. Life is good. That can really keep people mentally healthy. That, you know, the appreciation for this time. When you look at mindfulness, you look at different, you know, even you look at what's in most of our religions, when they say, you know, being grateful, being appreciative of life at that moment, that's what it's talking about. Next moment, it might be sad. Next moment, I might have problems. Next moment, I might have issues. But you know what? That's the next moment. Just this moment, it's perfect. And when we have those little moments and we are grateful for those moments, it does lend to our sense of self-esteem. It lends to a sense of resilience and our ability to heal, our ability to be, you know, stronger people when we face those other moments in our lives. And honestly, unfortunately, being on a device does not create those moments.
Dr. Anasuya, thank you so much for sharing that perspective with us. That was Associate Professor Dr. Anasuya Jegathevijagadesan, Program Director of Psychology at Taylor's University, talking about doing a digital detox while traveling. And on that note, we do have this message here that comes through from Robert talking about the digital detox and digital detox. And with regards to navigation, plan your trip and download the map and use offline mode with GPS on. The plan did well when I sprained my ankle during a trip. And I guess that is to your fears about navigation, Aiman. Mm.
Thanks for the tips. I will try that.
So I've used this also, and it's surprisingly very helpful because there are a lot of instances where your internet just dies. Your mobile data just doesn't get through. We are heading to the 7:30 p.m. news. This is the evening edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.